This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump on Friday pressured U.S. companies to leave China after Beijing unveiled $75 billion worth of additional tariffs on U.S. goods. AP's Sagar Meghani reports the statement is the latest salvo in the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China.
President Trump is vowing a response to China's announcement that it's putting new tariffs on American goods, which themselves are retaliation for Trump administration tariffs. The president has not indicated just what he'll do. He did tweet he's hereby ordered American companies with operations in China to start finding alternatives, though it's unclear if he actually has the legal authority to do that. Earlier, Fed Chair Jay Powell suggested the central bank might further cut interest rates to help the economy. The president again lashed out at him, asking on Twitter who is America's bigger enemy, Powell or Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The president's comments and the ongoing trade war sent stock prices tumbling on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 2.37%. The S&P shaved off 2.59%. The NASDAQ plummeted by 3%. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has survived another bout with cancer. AP's Tim McGuire has details.
The Supreme Court says 86-year-old Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a tumor on her pancreas, and there's no evidence of the disease returning. Court says Ginsburg does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests and scans. She has had several bouts with cancer over the last 20 years. Last December, she had surgery for cancerous growths on her left lung. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump